The following is a Radhashtami Hall lecture given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Dasadhikari, recorded on September 9th, 2016, in Kaunas, Lithuania.
So today is the transcendental appearance day of Srimati Radharani. This day is most significant because it is only by the mercy of Srimati Radharani that we can become Krishna conscious. This is why instead of chanting Krishna, 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 we chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Hare is calling out to our beloved mother Radharani. So what is that mood of calling out to Radharani? Srila Prabhupada taught us what is that mood of calling out to Radharani. He explained like this. My dear mother Radharani, please tell about me to your Krishna. When Radharani becomes merciful upon the devotee who is begging for her mercy, then she will tell Krishna, my dear Krishna, just see this devotee. This devotee is better devotee than me. So you can imagine what Krishna will think of all of his devotees. There is no one who compares with Radharani. Do you know what Radha Krishna means when we say Radha Krishna? Srila Prabhupada explains it means Radha's Krishna. It means
Krishna.
When we say Radha Krishna, we are saying Krishna, the property of Radharani. By her unparalleled pure love of God, pure love of Krishna, she has fully captured Krishna. Krishna is nothing but the property of Radharani. Therefore, we call Krishna Radha Krishna. So, this devotee, Radharani, who owns Krishna, when she tells Krishna, oh my beloved Krishna, here is a devotee better than me, Krishna becomes very amazed. Oh, there, I didn't know this. There is a devotee better than Radharani. Let me see, who is this devotee better than Radharani? So in this way, Radharani's mood is to push all of these sincere devotees to Krishna. She is an advocate of the sincere Vaishnavas. So in this way, we should always be begging for the mercy of Radharani. Just like in our Hare Krishna mantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. We, 8 times we call out for Radharani. With every bead, 8 times we are calling to Mother Radharani. So that means approximately, I'd say about 850 times 8, and 1 in 16 rounds. When we chant our japa, we're chanting 1,728 repetitions of the Maha Mantra. Yeah, that is the correct math. So 8 times 1,728 is how many times you're calling for Radharani's mercy every time you do your japa. So approximately 8 times 1,700, what is that? It's a huge number. So if you chant your vows very sincerely, again and again and again, you're begging for Radharani's mercy. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna is called, there is one person actually who attracts everyone. In this material world, everyone is affected by the arrows of Cupid. Everyone goes crazy over Cupid's arrows in this material world. In Sanskrit language, Cupid is called Madan. But there is one person who attracts Cupid, and that is Krishna. He is called Madan Mohan, the attractor of Cupid. And there is one girl who attracts the attractor of Cupid. She is called Madan Mohan Mohini. She sees the attractor of the attractor, of the one who attracts everyone. So, actually, the attractiveness of Radharani is beyond our comprehension. We cannot even begin to understand how attractive is Radharani. But by serving Radha Krishna, by serving Radharani and Radha Krishna, we can regain our original relationship with Shishi, with Radharani and with Lord Krishna. That mood of Radharani is so amazing. It's so wonderful. It's so powerful. Actually, right, Krishna, he is called Supreme Enjoyer. Krishna is called Rama, the Supreme Enjoyer. So actually, when you chant your japa, you're calling to Krishna as Krishna and also calling to Krishna as Rama. Otherwise, how you can say Hare Rama? Of course, sometimes Rama refers to Lord Ramachandra or to that other incarnation, Parasaram. But especially Rama refers to Krishna himself. Hare Krishna, Hare Rama, you see. So that Rama, that supreme enjoyer, Krishna, nobody enjoys on his level. No one comes close. But Krishna is very amazed. He sees this girl, Radharani. She is enjoying more than he is. Krishna is amazed. This girl, she, although I am supreme enjoyer, this girl is enjoying more than me. How is that? I am tasting so much pleasure as the supreme enjoyer, but she's enjoying more than me. So I want to also taste her pleasure. It's more ecstatic to be a devotee of Krishna than it is to be Krishna. So if we devotees are not feeling ecstatic, what does it mean? Means we're in Maya. Because actually being a devotee of Krishna is more ecstatic than being Krishna himself. So whenever you're not feeling super ecstatic, don't blame it on Krishna consciousness. Blame it on your lack of Krishna consciousness. This is how you make advancement. You shouldn't think, oh, there must be something wrong with the process. Do not think like this. You must think, no, there's something wrong with this rascal, me. Because it is confirmed in Prabhupada's teachings that the devotee tastes higher bliss than Krishna himself. That Krishna is not one to be defeated by anyone. He is Bhagavan. He is the most powerful. So he who is most powerful, he does not want to be defeated by anyone, you see. So how does he avoid being defeated by Radharani? He takes up the mood of Radharani. And the complexion of Radharani. She is called Gaurangi, golden-limbed girl. So Krishna seeing Gaurangi, he becomes Gauranga.
Gauranga.
Lord Chaitanya. So he can relish the sweetest pleasure of being the devotee of Krishna. So now do you understand how wonderful it is to be the devotee of Krishna? Therefore, kick off all material contamination from your heart right now. Tell Mr. Lust to get lost. Goodbye, Mr. Anger. Mr. Greed, I don't ever see you again. Especially Mr. Envy, just go jump in the ocean and never come back. We have to become very, very heavy with ourselves. Guru means heavy.
Guru.
So you must be guru.
Jūs turi būti guru.
And who is your first disciple?
Kas yra jūsų pirmas mokinys?
Yourself.
Jūs pats.
You must become the guru of yourself.
Turite tapti savo guru.
By conquering over these lower qualities. Vacha vegam manasa krauda vegam jiva vegam mudaro pastak vegam mitanyahan vavsa heta dera sarvam vipibam priti vimrishishyad. In this way, mind, words, anger, tongue, belly, and genitals, you must conquer them. If you do not conquer these pushings, you're simply cutting your own throat. So you must conquer over these pushings. If you want to understand what are the conjugal loving affairs of Sri Sri Radha and Krishna, there's an amazing world awaiting you. Back to home, back to Godhead. Do you realize that you're one of the eternal associates from the Lord, from His transcendental Leela? You're not a Lithuanian. You're a Krishna Lokian. That is your actual citizenship. And this Kantimala, that is your passport. You want to clear customs, you have to have your kantimala. The time of death, the Yamadutas will check you out. Oh, he has kantimala, don't touch him. This is one of those great souls, the Vaishnavas, that we have no access to. But don't wear a kantimala and smoke cigarettes. The Yamadutas are not stupid. They can see if you're a genuine kantimala wearer or you're fake. You must have kantimala on your heart also. No illicit sex. No meat eating. No intoxication. No lottery. In this way. And always chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And then you will come back. Prabhupada says you will simply go to sleep and you wake up with Krishna. Can you imagine how wonderful that would be? It's like there's a big festival like the summer one of the Baltic festivals. You're working so hard the whole day for the festival. At night you're so tired, you lay down, you have a very good sleep, you see. So in the same way, you give your whole life working hard to serve Prabhupada's mission. Now you're feeling tired, need a good rest. Your body is worn out. So you lay down for a good rest and you wake up in the spiritual sky with a spiritual form. This is our Krishna consciousness movement. It's how to qualify to regain your original spiritual body. So take it very seriously. The teachings of Prabhupada. Do not be a fool and a rascal who cheats himself. Take shelter of the bona fide spiritual master. Be fully surrendered unto the bona fide spiritual master. He represents not only Krishna, but he also represents Radharani. So take advantage of the Guru's mercy. Fully dedicate your life to your spiritual master. At every minute, see that every thought, every word, and every deed is pleasing to your spiritual master. And if you're not sure what pleases him, then ask him. It's like my godbrother Nirantara Prabhu in the Sunday Feast Lecture in Atlanta, Georgia, USA, in the spring of 1975. I was attending that lecture. He said, Srila Prabhupada, what pleases you the most? Srila Prabhupada said, if you love Krishna. So the most important thing you have to do if you want to please your spiritual master, you have to learn how to love Krishna. Just think of a mundane example. A boy is in love with a girl, or a girl is in love with a boy, you see. They're always thinking of their beloved. When I will meet my beloved. The boy goes by a flower shop, he immediately buys a some nice flowers for his girlfriend, you see. How can I serve my beloved? How can I please my beloved? Always thinking like that. So in this same way, we have to develop such feelings for Krishna. How can I please my beloved Krishna? That amazing, beautiful person. Bhagavan. Who has unlimited power. Unlimited beauty. Unlimited renunciation. Unlimited knowledge. Unlimited wealth. And unlimited fame. How can I become dear to him? How can I become Krishna Priya? This is Radharani is Krishna Priya. She is very, very dear to Krishna. We want to learn from Radharani how we can also become very, very, very dear to Krishna. But what is our foolishness? Instead of becoming dear to Krishna, we want to become dear to a dog, isn't it? They say that the dog is the best friend. They serve the dog very nicely. And they feel very happy when the dog licks their face. So in this way they want to become very, very dear to the dog. But what is dog spelled backwards in English? D-O-G and G-O-D.
D-O-G-O-D.
So instead of becoming dear to dog, D-O-G, we must become dear to God, G-O-D. So you have your choice. You can be dog conscious or you can be God conscious. In this material world, they are dog conscious. We go to the park, we see everyone is walking their dog. They spend millions and millions of dollars on their dogs. But if they would just try to give their love to Krishna, then they will become happy. No one becomes happy by serving dog. Some person actually, when they died in their will, they willed all of their inheritance to the dog. They were so affectionate to the dog, you see. So what body do you think you will get if you think of your beloved dog at the time of death? Do you think you will get a human body? No. You think of your beloved dog at the time of death, you will get dog body in your next life. So do not try to become dear to dog. Try to become dear to God by trying to love him in every possible way. Rise early in the morning and worship him with Mangal Arati. If you're nearby, you can come to your nearest ISKCON center for Mangal Arati. Or if not, you can have a Mangal Arati at home. Prabhupada actually states that every devotee must attend Mangal Arati. So it's not an option for those who are serious to awaken love of God within their hearts. If you're very eager to go back to God in this lifetime, And you must come to Mangalarti every day, at home or at the temple. One disciple, he gave me a report how he had missed Mangalarti 9 times in 1 month. I had to chastise him. You see. I've been in the movement for 45 years. And I've hardly missed in 45 years, I've hardly missed 9 times in 45 years. So, one must be very serious to rise early and worship Krishna. If you truly love Krishna, you will follow Prabhupada's instructions. You will rise early and worship Krishna. And then you will dedicate your life for telling everyone about Krishna. That's what it means to be a true follower of Radharani. Radharani's mood is to push everyone to Krishna. So if you want to actually worship Radharani in the best of all possible ways, then you must tell everyone you meet about Krishna. How wonderful is Krishna? How beautiful is Krishna? How powerful is Krishna? Everything about his wonderful glory. In this way, Radharani will see what a great devotee you are, and she will recommend you to Krishna. So I can ask now if there's any questions. Here's a question.
This woman who is a wife or only mother, or these people who are... How to guess, how to realize who can be Krishna's lover or wife or other person?
That you don't, you want to translate it?
Kaip suprasti, kas gali būti kvalifikuotas būti Krishna's mylimoji?
Who has what rasa with Krishna, she's asking.
Kaip suprasti, kas kokį turi santykį su Krishna, jei klausi?
That is not required.
To žinoti, visiškai nereikia.
I want to know what your rasa is, what my rasa is. That is not required.
To visiškai nereikia žinoti.
There are some Babajis who will give you Siddha Pranali, which they will tell you your rasa, but this is completely bogus. There are so many varieties of rasas in the spiritual sky. It doesn't really matter whether you're a gopi, a cow, a calf, a gopa, a blade of grass, a flower, a rock. It doesn't matter what one's relationship with Krishna is. If you haven't reached it, what good is it? The point is, learn how to become re-established in your original relationship with Krishna. One of my godbrothers, he was told by some Babaji, that in Krishna Lila you are peacock. So in his room he was going, whoop, 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 whoop. I said, Prabhu, what are you doing? Oh, I'm practicing my rasa. So this is completely bogus. Don't think like this. This will prevent you from achieving pure Krishna bhakti. Simply understand what Lord Chaitanya has said. Jivara Svarupahoi Krishnera Nityadath. You look at me. I'm answering your question. Jivara Svarupahoi Krishnera Nityadath. The constitutional position of living entity is the eternal servant of Krishna. That's all you need to know.
Viskas, ką reikia žinoti, kad gyva būtybė yra Krishnos tarnas.
You focus on becoming the pure devotee of Krishna.
Ir susikoncentruok į tai, kaip tapti tyru Krishnos.
Not who has what rasa.
O ne galvok apie tai, kas turi kokią rasą.
That's how you'll achieve your rasa.
Būtent tokiu būdu tik tai galėsi tai pasiekti.
Now she had a question back here.
Klausimas gale. I want to understand how to become pure devotee and at the same time not become very weak.
How to become a what is that?
How to become a pure devotee and not to become very weak.
There's no question of becoming weak. Pure devotees are very powerful. The more you become, Prabhupada says, purity is the force. I will give you an example. Srila Prabhupada, this is coming out in thought for the day tomorrow, by the way. Prabhupada explains that one who becomes perfect in chanting Hare Krishna becomes so powerful that he can induce the entire world to take up Krishna consciousness. There is nobody more powerful than the pure devotee. It is not his power. He is simply an instrument. But through him, the power of Krishna comes. Krishna Sakti Vina Nahe Tara Pravartana. You see? In this way, he has the Shakti of Krishna coming through him. Pure devotee is most powerful. If you think purity means weakness, you don't understand the philosophy at all.
She is asking how not to become like a victim, then you are very devoted, but not to become a victim.
A victim?
That someone can manipulate you because you are very humble.
Actually, we want to be manipulated by our spiritual master. We want to be manipulated by Krishna. We want to become very, very much manipulatable by Guru and Krishna. That is a very good position. Otherwise, I'm thinking I want to maintain my independence, so-called independence. Actually, your position is weak. You must be controlled. You want to be controlled by Maya or by Krishna? You have to make intelligent decision. I'm controlled by Maya, then I'm given birth, death, old age and disease. I become controlled by Krishna, I achieve eternity, knowledge and bliss. But I will give you an insider secret. When you become totally weak and manipulated by Krishna, then Krishna, he will agree to become manipulated by you. Therefore, even though Krishna is the supreme, all powerful, the devotee becomes more powerful than Krishna. So you simply learn how to become very weak and manipulated by Guru and Krishna. And when you perfect that weakness and manipulatedness, then you will become so powerful that Krishna will agree to be manipulated by you. So you should become very weak and manipulatable. But for those who are not Krishna conscious, you see,
bet tie, kurie nėra Krishna sąmoningi,
they will not be manipulated.
Jie jumis negalės manipuliuoti jūsų.
When you become fully manipulated by Guru and Krishna, then nobody, no materialistic person can ever manipulate you ever again.
Jeigu jūs pilnai atsiduodate Guru ir Krishna, niekas iš materialių asmenybių negalės nieko jums padaryti ir jūsų.
So you be manipulated by Krishna or by Maya, that is your choice.
Yra jūsų pasirinkimas.
Right now you are feeling the pain of being manipulated by Maya. That is the difficulty.
Problema ta, kad jūs dabar jaučiat skausmą, nes Maya jumis manipuliuoja.
So you have to become manipulated by Krishna.
Jums reikia tapti manipuliuojama Krishnas.
Never give you unlimited happiness.
Ir tada jūs būsite laimingi.
Prabhupada said, I'm just a puppet, and may Krishna make me dance as he likes.
Šilo Prabhupada meldėsi, aš esu tiesiog gyvūnėlis ir tegol Krishna priverčia mane šokti taip, kaip jis nori.
Do you think Prabhupada was wrong?
Manau, kad Prabhupada klydo.
To agree to be manipulated by Krishna?
Norėdamas, kad Krishna jo manipuliuotų.
No, Prabhupada is supremely intelligent personality.
Ne, šilo Prabhupada yra pats išmintingiausias.
Prabhupada knows the perfection.
Jisai žino tobulumą.
Is to become like a puppet and let Krishna pull the strings. That is the perfection.
Tai tapti lėle ir Krishna tegul tampa virves.
But when you do that, Krishna will say, okay, now you can pull the strings and I will dance.
Ir tada Krishna sako, o, dabar tu valdyk virves, o aš šoksiu.
So you take this lesson.
Taigi, priimkite šitą pamoką.
You become fully like a puppet and let Krishna pull your strings.
Tapkite visiškai kaip lėle Krishnos rankose, o Krishna tegul valdo virves.
Next question.
Kitas klausimas.
Vietiniai paskaitoj guru pasakojo, skaitydamas lekciją apie Radharani, pasakojo Prabhupados lekciją, kad Prabhupada nieko nekalbėjo apie Radharani ir užsiminė apie Sahajijas ir užsiminė, kad jie klauso apie Radharani, nes jau Krišnas nėra žaidimus, bet jie nesilaiko principo, tai Sahajija tas, kas klauso tokių žaidimų, ar tas, kuris klauso tokių žaidimų, nesilaikydamas principo, neturėdamas guru.
In this morning lecture, you mentioned about Sahajiyas. I want to clarify, what does it mean that Sahajiyas is one who listens about transcendental lilas but not follow regulative principles, or anyone who is listening to that lilas?
Sahaja means one who takes things very cheaply.
Sahajiya reiškia tas, kuris labai pigiai.
Superficial Vaishnava.
Dirbtinis Vaishnavas.
It's like they came, the Prabhupada gives, there's a bhajan by Bhaktivinoda Thakura talking about the Sahajas. They have Kantimala on the neck. They have Tilak on the nose. But they're keeping many women for illicit sex. One who makes a show of being a Vaishnava but doesn't actually follow the principles. They especially like to talk about Krishna kissing the gopis.
Ir jiems patinka kalbėti apie tai, kaip Krishna bučiuoja gopas.
So they can go kiss their so-called gopis, you see.
Kad įsikvėptų bučiuoti taip vadinamas savo gopas.
So this is Sahajya.
Tai yra Sahajya.
Jeigu bhakti klauso tokių žaidimų, kad jie laikosi principų, tai nesi Sahajyas.
And if devotees were following principles, they listening that lilas, it is on. If devotees who are following regulative principles, they listening the lilas about Radha and Krishna.
Oh, that's very, Radha Krishna lila is very good for one who is purely following this process.
Radha Krishna's lilas labai gerai tiems, kurie tikrai seka šio proceso.
Therefore, Srila Prabhupada gave us Krishna book.
Todėl Srila Prabhupada mums davė Krishna book.
For one who is chanting his rounds faithfully and following the regulative principles, it's very, very nice to hear about Rasa lila and these things. It's very good.
Tam, kuris tikėjimu kartoja savo šventus vardus. Ir tam, kuris seka jokiais principais, labai palanku skaityti apie rasą.
But only from those who are strictly following Prabhupada, not from the Sahajas.
Bet tik tai tiem, kurie seka šitą Prabhupada, ne tiem, kurie yra kaip Sahajas.
Prabhupada also mentions that
that those who are really following regulative principle, they don't just want to hear Radha and Krishna's pastimes, but they do want to hear the pastimes of Krishna on the battlefield of Kurukshetra also.
Și Prabhupada pasakoja, kad tie, kurie rimtai seka dvasinių procesų, jie nori klausyti visų žaidimų apie Krishna, ne tik išskirtinai tam tikrų.
This reminds me of one of the leelas of ISKCON.
Man tai priminė vieną istoriją.
Many years ago in Los Angeles, when Prabhupada was on the planet, there was a group called the Gopi Bhava Club. And they would get together and talk about Gopi
Bhava.
Kurukshetra Leela, no, we don't want to hear Gita. Gita is low class. We want to only Gopi Bhava. When Prabhupada was getting ready to take his breakfast, he had a piece of prasadam in his hand on the way to his mouth. And one of the devotees told him about the Gopi Bhava Club while that prasadam was on the way to his mouth. Prabhupada never made it to his mouth. As soon as he heard about this Gopi Bhava Club, he put that prasadam on his plate. He said, call the GBC. And called the leader of that club. And Prabhupada smashed him. Actually, it's there in the MP3 collection. You can hear the conversation. Prabhupada smashed him. He said, first deserve, then desire. If you want to achieve that position in your original relationship with Krishna, you have to deserve that thing also. You can't just desire it. You have to qualify yourself. These devotees, they wanted to jump to Gopi Bhava without any qualification. They wanted to skip Mangalarti because, well, it's just worshipping the Guru. We don't need Guru Puja, we just need Tulsi worship because we can talk about being in our rasa in the Tulsi worship, you see. They would skip Mangalarti and go only to Tulsi worship. They were concocting their own new style of bhakti. So the leader of the group, he blooped. Right after that conversation, he blooped and never came back. He was not ready to surrender to Prabhupada. He wanted to invent his own cheap doorway to Gopi
Bhava.
If you want to become reestablished in your rasa with Krishna, you can only do, you have to understand you're the eternal servant of your spiritual master. There are too many monkeys in Vrindavan. There are already so many monkeys in Loy Bazaar jumping across the road and stealing bananas. Don't be like a jumping monkey trying to jump over the head of the spiritual master and go to Gopi
Bhava.
You want to achieve your rasa with Krishna? You become the completely sold out servant of your spiritual master. That's how you'll achieve your rasa with Krishna. Questions more?
Sometimes when we are trying to follow Srila Prabhupada instructions, due to our heart weakness, we become fall down from these standards. And then again, when we try to stand up, we can feel some inadequate feeling that I'm not proper here, I don't have qualification, and so on. And so, how can we become more determined, and follow Srila Prabhupada more strongly after these falls and ups?
So, the more you feel yourself to be fallen, that's very good. The more you feel I'm dependent on the mercy of Guru and Krishna, that's very good. So you should feel most fallen, at the same time you should feel most fortunate. By the mercy of Guru and Krishna, I have achieved the greatest of all possible good fortunes.
Guru Krishna's malone, aš pasiekiau pačią didžiausią malonę sėkmę.
There is nobody more fortunate than me.
Nėra žmonės sėkmingesnis.
Because I've been blessed with the key to pure bhakti.
Nes mane palaimino duodami raktą į tyrą atsidavimo tarnystę.
So keep yourself always feeling humble.
Taigi visą laiką būk nuolankus.
My dear Guru and Krishna, please save me. I'm very, very fallen. Please save me. Please save me. And at the same time, celebrate your unlimited good fortune. There's no one more fortunate than you than the whole universe. You've been given the gift called bhakti. Somebody wins the lottery, they become all excited, you see. You've achieved a greater boon than winning the biggest lottery in history. You've been given the name Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Now celebrate your good fortune. Chant and dance in ecstasy. Revolutionize the whole world with Krishna consciousness. But always feel I am the most fallen, despicable rascal. I have achieved the greatest good fortune. In this way you become very pukka, very solid in Krishna consciousness. I suggest you look in Bhagavad Gita chapter 6. Text number 22. Yasmin stito nadukkena guranapi vachalyate. From one who becomes firmly situated in Krishna consciousness, he is never disturbed even in the midst of the greatest calamities. So now you capitalize on this greatest good fortune you have achieved without any qualification of yourself. It is just the mercy of Guru and Gauranga. That's all it is. Capitalize on this mercy by taking complete shelter of Guru, Gauranga and Krishna. In this way you will never, ever, ever be disturbed, even the greatest calamities. And you will never, ever, ever, for all of eternity, ever fall down again. Become a pure devotee. You are a pure devotee. Underneath all the coverings, just become a pure devotee, that's all. Stop trying to be what you're not. Be what you actually are, the pure devotee of Krishna. Your every thought, your every word, your every deed, in all times, places and circumstances, simply always manifest pure bhakti. And when you mess up, take careful note of what you did wrong. So you don't repeat the mistake. Okay? Next.
Aš iš tikrųjų pratęsiu klausimą, kaip iš tikrųjų suderinti tos dalykus, kaip kartu būti buvusiu labiausiai ir kartu jausti tą sėkmingumą, nes jeigu praktiškai pradėjau jausti tokią sėkmę didžiulį, tai paskui ateina kažkoks išdidumas ir tu vėl nupuoli. Arba jeigu tu jautiesi labai toksai nereikšmingas, nu, labiausiai puolęs, tai toks apatiškas būni ir kontroliuojamas ir toks nu, be įkvėpimo, kaip sakai, kaip tai viskas suderinama vienu metu, kaip tai daryti jausti. I will try to speak English. Like, I will just push forward further this question from David. It's like, when we, how to, the same time, feel, take this feeling like you are most fallen, and the same time you're celebrating this fortune. Because when we celebrating fortune, we become
proud.
We become proud and we fall again. Or we become humble, like, you know, very mean, and we become very apathetic, and there is no enthusiasm, or how to feel this at the same time. This, like, I'm most fallen, and
how to feel most fallen and most fortunate at the same time.
Yes.
It is an art. It's a science. It's called sadhana bhakti. Here's an easy way on the fallen side. Prabhupada made one song, Adora Dori All the Happy Day. Blessed in heaven, sweeter than May, when he appeared at Puri, the holy place, my Lord and Master, his divine grace. A very nice poetry. And in this poem, Prabhupada says, save me a fallen, your divine grace. Now, if Prabhupada thinks I am fallen and I'm praying to my spiritual master to save me, what is our position? Save me a fallen, your divine grace. So what I suggest is this. Take the exact prayer of Prabhupada and you pray Prabhupada's exact words. Save me a fallen, your divine grace. You take those exact words that Prabhupada used and you pray those to your guru within your heart. Do you think Prabhupada's words will make you morose? When you follow strictly exactly what Prabhupada showed by his example, you think that will make you morose? No way. When you actually take that mood of Prabhupada, save me, fully dive into it completely, save me if fallen, your divine grace, you become overwhelmed with transcendental bliss. I know it because that's what I do. I pray, my dear Srila Prabhupada, I'm so fallen, please save me. And when I pray that way, I become full of transcendental ecstasy. Prabhupada said, save yourself and save the world. So between 4 a.m. and 9 a.m., focus on how fallen you are and beg to be saved. And at 9 a.m., go out as a guru to enlighten the whole world about Krishna. What's the difficulty? You simply have to follow the process. And you will, the more you feel, just like we say, Bahir Nisinga, Hridaye Nisinga. Krishna within and Krishna without. The more you feel meek and humble, that's how you become more solidly connected with Krishna within your heart.
nuolankesnis, tuo didesnis ryšys su Krishna širdyje.
And the more you go out and you preach powerfully,
ir kuo daugiau tu išeini į pasaulį,
to the other devotees,
pamokslauji,
to the general public,
atsidavusiems žmonėms,
that's also connecting with Krishna.
Tuo labiau tu atkuri ryšį su Krishna taip pat.
Prabhupada said, I act like a king because nobody can defeat me.
Šio Prabhupada sakė, elgiuosi kaip karalius, nes niekas negali manęs nugalėti.
So you should be like that also. You should feel yourself very fallen. At the same time, you should act just like a king that nobody can defeat you. You defeat these Mayavadis. You defeat the Sahajas. You defeat the atheists. You should become a powerful spiritual revolutionary who can transform the whole universe. That's what it means to be a follower in Prabhupada's movement. If not, you're just wallowing in your own tears.
Kitu atveju tu tiesiog gersi savo ašaras.
So get out there and save the world, rascal.
Todėl kelkis ir gelbėk pasaulį, niekšą.
Okay, we have about 3 or 4 minutes left. Anybody have another question? Yeah.
Aš pratęs irgi tą patį klausimą. O tai nenuširdžias maldas, jeigu, pavyzdžiui, nesijauti tam, tikrai nesijauti, bet jau ne visada jautiesi to labai polusiu, tai ar tos nenuširdžias maldas irgi taip pat jos, kaip sakant, jos išgirstos yra.
Pabandys išversti.
I want to also ask about this, that sometimes we pray like that, but not always we feel like this. And if you're not feeling, is it also helpful for our, it's also benefit?
Well, here's, if you're saying, Srila Prabhupada, I know I should be praying to you, of the thinking I'm very fallen, but I'm so puffed up, I don't think I'm fallen.
Taip, Srila Prabhupada, turėčiau melstis jums labai nuolankiai, bet esu toks,
So please, my dear Srila Prabhupada, please bless me to understand how fallen I actually am. That's why you need a guru, rascal. The guru tells you what a nonsense you are. You need to have a spiritual master. Stop being this independent person. So many nice gurus are coming to Lithuania, you should take one of them. Because you're puffed up, you're not doing it. Now stop being so damn puffed up and become humble. Take shelter of a spiritual master. Okay?
Okay.
Yes? Next.
Kitas klausimas.
Back there, yeah.
Aš tik noriu paklausti dėl Radharanės, Šrila Prabhupada, kiek atsimenu, savo atsidavusiems neleisdavo kreiptis į Radharanę, nes sakydavo, kiek aš girdėjau ir atsimenu, kad mes esam dar nepatikinu, netokios kvalifikacijos, tai aš noriu paklausti, ar yra teisinga kreiptis į Radharanę, jeigu mums sunku ar kažką.
Išvers.
I can say in English, I ask about Srimati Radharani, because I remember Srila Prabhupada was not allowing his devotees to chant names of Radha.
That's right.
Right? So, because he said we're not qualified enough, so do you agree that we shouldn't? Because some devotees, they still chant Radha, Radha, Sham, Sham. So
yeah, Prabhupada, there's a very nice conversation in the Veda base and also in the MP3 collection of Jayadvaita Swami had a wonderful conversation with Prabhupada about this.
Jayadvaita Swami, Srila Prabhupada, they could be
Prabhupada wants us to chant the standard prayers, not to concoct mantras. Radhe, 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 Sham. Radhe, Sham, Radhe, Sham, Sham, Sham. No, don't concoct mantras. Take the mantras coming from the acharyas. That's how we become pure devotees. If you manufacture your own mantras, it becomes tinged with sahajism. Take the authorized mantras. We already have so many wonderful mantras. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasari Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. You think you're on a level you can concoct your own mantras? And there's a song, so many nice songs, Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Narottam Das Thakur, so many nice bhajans are there. Prabhupada is very strong on this point. And now Jayadvaita Swami is also very strong on this point because he was personally trained by
Prabhupada.
But in our ISKCON there are so many loose kirtans where they throw these concocted mantras. I don't participate in such kirtans.
He also said that mantras with, which is not coming in discipline section and which has no value.
Yra šio pradžiose pasakyta, kad tos mantras, kurias neteina iš mokymų mokinių sekos, neturi galios.
Next.
Kitas klausimas.
Ramas, ready, maybe one more question we can squeeze in.
Vienas paskutinis klausimas. Turim dėl laiko.
So actually, with time is finished now. Okay. All right, well, we thank you all very much. I'm just absolutely, my wife and I are both absolutely delighted to be back here in Lithuania.
Mums labai labai patinka Lietuvoje.
Seeing so many familiar faces.
Ir matom tiek daug pažįstamų veidų.
All over the room, I'm seeing so many familiar faces. I'm so happy to see you all again.
Labai džiaugiuosi jūs vėl matydamas.
So please take this process very seriously.
Prašau, priimkite šitą judėjimą.
The more you take it seriously, the more you become ecstatic.
Kuo daugiau tapsite rimti, tuo daugiau būsite laimingesni.
I absolutely guarantee it.
Aš jum garantuoju.
Become very serious and very sober and you'll taste the sweetest unlimited ecstasy within your heart at every minute.
Jeigu būsite labai rimti procese, jūs ragausite džiaugsmą kiekvieną akimirką.
Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Mother Radharani ki jai. Gaura Premananda.
Vis grįžti man sankasham dasati kari maharaja ki jai.